right now, time for us to bring in Mike Causey and Check Sports. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So Andujar and Stanton are out for 2 weeks apiece for the Yankees.
Andujar's out a lot longer than that. He'll be lucky if he comes back at all this year.
So
he's got a torn labrum that needs surgery.
I was listening to a guy I like, Paul O'Neill. He was
Homer. Mm-hmm.
What? No. He wasn't on the Yankee Network. They were interviewing him. It was probably on ESPN when I was going by, and he mentioned something about these early spring injuries. That the last collective bargaining agreement, which was about 7 or 8 years ago in Major League Baseball, or maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I don't know, the players pushed for 5 days off during the season, which pushed the season a little earlier and pushed it a little later in the year. And there's a lot of veteran players who were very upset at that decision because they would have much rather played doubleheaders because pushing the season earlier and longer put more pressure on them. And they had, even though they got those 5 extra days, 1 day here and there just doesn't amount for the body the time to build up.
So, I don't know about that. I mean, it's not like it used to be where players show up in camp out of shape and have to get themselves in shape. These players are in shape year-round. So they were looking for time off during the year to give themselves a chance to rejuvenate. I don't believe that. I believe that it's the conditioning programs that they're using that are making these injuries happen. Because you see a rash of injuries happening with different teams, and the teams have their own programs. And I think it's the program or maybe some things that are added to the program that changed this. And I don't think that has anything to do with the injuries.
All right. I'm going to go off. But
that's a huge blow because you got Severino who's out for who knows how long. The injury that Stanton has is going to be an on-and-off injury for probably the whole year. And like I said, Andujar, I think he's closer to being done for the year than making a return in a month.
All right. I want to go out to someplace completely different. Tom Brady does have a sense of humor. You hear what he did yesterday on April Fool's Day?
Yep.
He joined Twitter, and his only tweet was, "I'm retiring. In my spare time, I'll be tweeting."
Yeah, I mean, it was good. I think it was great that he did something like that.
Tom Brady really gets
a bum rap. People don't like Tom Brady because he's a successful quarterback. The town he comes in really burns people because of its proximity to New York and rivalry with New York. But Tom Brady's a decent guy, and he does what he does, and I have no problems with him. And what he did yesterday I think was funny as heck.
Yeah, I thought it was too. I mean, he had to respond within 30 minutes because after 30 minutes, 34,000 people had...
Oh, they probably went berserk,
yeah.
Sure.
So he signed on and said, was this a bad joke? So I think that's...
I mean, it's just like saying in New York, if Aaron Judge says he's leaving the Yankees and he's going to play in Japan.
I just think it was funny. He did it on April Fool's Day. Nobody,
of course.
People on Twitter are half and realistic.
Well, you know, that's what happens when people have no lives.
Yeah.
and their life hinges on what Tom Brady does. If he did decide to retire, which is happening one day soon, you know, oh well. Thank you for what you provided for us. The guy's not going to play forever. People going to the brink of the bridge because Tom Brady retired, you need to get a grip on yourself.
Yeah, I think so.
But I think it was hysterical.
And so I think something that you'll agree with, Mike Calipari sealed a lifetime deal to finish his career at the University of Kentucky.
Who?
Calipari.
John Calipari.
Pardon me, John Calipari. I said Mike, yeah.
Yeah.
He's
a good coach. He's a very good coach. He has a tough situation where as soon as he gets people on board to do what they need to do, they're walking out the door to go play in the NBA. It's hard. I mean, 80% of his team are 18-year-old kids, and they're playing against in college folks, some players that are 22 and 23 years old. So it's a real hard job that he has, and University of Kentucky appreciates what he does, and he got rewarded for it. And I think that was a great move.
It's a starting price of $48 million over 6 years. But, yeah, I think it's a good move. I think he's doing a great job there. And he's successful. What more can you want?
He is successful. He has, I think he's on the cusp, or he just broke the most wins in school history.
Yeah. And this isn't just any basketball school.
let me tell you something. Being the coach of Kentucky's basketball team is probably as much or just as much pressure, if not more, than being the manager of the Yankees, because Kentucky revolves around that. And Kentucky is one of the biggest programs in the country.
And especially,
they've gone through a lot of coaches until they got to Calipari.
And especially when you're playing in Rupp Arena.
Yeah, I mean, the guy, his ghost is looking over your shoulder every day.
Pretty soon, when they build a new arena in 20 years, it'll be Calipari Arena.
Now, people that have never been to Lexington, Rupp Arena, you can go right by it, not even know it's right there. It's attached to a hotel. Huh. There's a big hotel there, and it's attached right to it. And, like, I've driven by it many times when I first started going to Kentucky, not even knowing it was there. So it's possible, but it's located in downtown Lexington, which is where the college is practically located. And it's a great little city, and Rupp Arena is a nice place to play. It's easy to get in and out. And like you said, it's named after Mr. Rupp, so it's always hanging over your head. But he's surpassing Mr. Rupp soon.
Yep. All right. Where else do you want to go in sports?
Mets won again last night.
Hey, meet the Mets.
And Donnie Baseball's crying sour grapes that the umpires are against him.
For what?
Oh, making calls against him. He says, I know we're supposed to stink, but that's no reason to make bad calls. Well, wake up, Donnie Baseball. There's bad calls all over in this game.
Happens to every team. Every team.
Yep. You know? I mean, if your owner didn't trade away half your team and the best player in the National League, maybe it would have been a little bit better.
And also what you got to remember about baseball umpires is that you should be able to know the tendencies of umpires.
See, that's what I disagree with. There shouldn't be tendencies.
I know, but
the rules are written, and a strike is supposed to be from point A to point B, and that's what it should be. But he wasn't arguing on balls and strikes. He was arguing on different calls that were made.
Oh, okay.
He wasn't arguing balls and strikes. I mean, I saw the plays. I don't think he has much of a leg to stand on. I think he just knows it's going to be a long year, and he's wishing he never left at Los Angeles.
He would have been booted out of there anyway.
He was.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter whether
he's not that good a manager. Yeah. Good players don't equal good managers, and he's not that good a manager.
All right. Anything else, or is that about it?
I don't think there's anything major going on.
No. Well,
nothing, no news out of Santa Anita is what's going on, but there's another thing that lurks in the darkness out in Santa Anita. That's where the Breeders' Cup is this year.
Yeah. That's looking in the darkness, all right.
Yeah, yep. And I heard from someone that there's also talk of Santa Anita going back to the Poly Track. So that place is in pretty bad shape right now.
All right. We'll check with you mañana.
I'll be here.
All right, take care, Mike.
Have a great day.
Mike Cossey, check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.